You're listening to WPSU's This I Believe. A music format that's been around for decades is being rediscovered and appreciated by a new generation. Today's essayist, Matthew DiPolito, is a graduate of Penn State University Park. He's a big fan of music and believes it should be listened to in one particular way. Here's Matthew DiPolito with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe.
I place the wide, flat disc on the turntable, close the dusty lid, and press start. The guitar slowly fades in, followed by a loud bell. Finally, the drums break into a groove. Then, as Brad Delp of the band Boston starts to sing, I close my eyes and slip away. I believe in vinyl records. I believe in the soft, warm crackles and pops before every song. I believe in paging through the album artwork while the music plays. But most of all, I believe in the happiness those spinning discs bring to my family. When Johnny Cash's booming baritone sings Orange Blossom Special on vinyl, my grandmother closes her eyes and bounces her head from side to side, in time with the music. Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass blares out of the record player, and my grandfather tells a story from his youth. Listening to records is a communal experience in my family. I first discovered records through my father, whose old vinyl collection I found one year in the garage. I think I still have my old turntable and speakers, too, Dad said. He climbed the attic steps, and I heard boxes sliding around. Then he called me over. I climbed halfway up the steps to receive the boxes, carrying them back down one by one. As I descended with the last piece, the receiver, a step broke under my foot. I landed flat on my back, catching the box just before it hit the ground. "It's okay," I yelled. "I caught it." That was the beginning of my love affair with vinyl. When I'm home alone, I lie on the sofa and stare at the ceiling while Miles Davis paints flamenco sketches before my eyes. When I'm feeling down, 99 Luftballons comes through the record player and pulls me up. When I'm full of energy, I belt out the songs of the Thriller album into my makeshift microphone, a hairbrush. I've even started buying new music on vinyl to keep that great old full sound. It's a ritual. I rush home with a new record, pull it out of the sleeve, and gently place it on the turntable. As the music fills the room, I page through the album artwork or examine the album cover and read liner notes. The experience is as intimate as the small, local record stores that sell vinyl. The vintage sound complements both old classics and new releases. Even though my family members all have iPods now, on some nights we still gather together and put on a vinyl record to listen to and appreciate. Others can stick to their overcompressed digital music files on their MP3 players. I've got my 33 and a thirds, with their warm, comfy, tactile quality. I believe in vinyl.
Matthew DiPolito with his essay for WPSU's This I Believe. DiPolito recently earned a degree in print journalism with minors in political science and music technology. He owns well over 100 records and continues to collect. What's a piece of nostalgia you indulge in? Write an essay and submit it to WPSU.org/believe. On WPSU's This I Believe, I'm Emily Reddy.